We continue our coronavirus coverage today. Just a few key updates. Boston Long Wharf Marriott, where the Biogen conference that led to the majority of the Massachusetts cases happened, closed this morning. The Boston Celtics are in a self-quarantine after being exposed to a Utah Jazz player with the virus. And the Elliott K-8 school in Boston has closed all three campuses for a week because a non-member of the school community who is in one of the buildings is presumed to have the coronavirus. We've just learned this afternoon that several museums will be closing as well, such as the Museum of Fine Arts and the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Nationally, speaking with reporters earlier, President Trump said that the U.S. is in, quote, great shape, end quote, compared with other countries. Yesterday, he imposed incoming travel restrictions on foreign nationals from 26 European countries, but the ban exempts the United Kingdom. The latest numbers from Massachusetts, as of early this afternoon, there are 95 presumptive positive and confirmed cases. 19 of those are in Suffolk County, which includes Boston. And joining us now to take our questions and yours is Mayor Marty Walsh of the City of Boston. Welcome, Mayor Walsh.
How are you?
I'm well, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Well, good. Continuing here on a very consistent basis of planning and getting information out to people. People are really looking for information, and we want to get the most accurate information out to folks as far as how to stay healthy and how to deal with a lot of different cancellations that are happening.
So let me give the number to callers, Mayor Walsh, so that they can call in and get information from you. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK if you have questions for Mayor Marty Walsh. As you said, Mayor Walsh, things are escalating quickly. Today has been a whirlwind. You've had advice for people to prepare for the inevitable. At this point, what is the inevitable? What are you expecting, Mayor Walsh?
I don't think we're there yet. As of right now, the numbers of coronavirus positives here in the city of Boston and presumptive positives are relatively low compared to what we're seeing numbers in Italy and Wuhan, China, and actually some cities around America and states around America. But I expect those numbers to grow rapidly. There are many tests that we're waiting for results on in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and I think there are a lot of people waiting to be tested. So I think we're going to see those numbers grow even further. And I think that as we continue to move here, making sure that we're taking aggressive action to mitigate the spread of the virus. That's really what we're seeing here with the closing of museums, colleges, MBA postponement. Well, that was kind of in response, but I was expecting the postponement to come whether or not somebody tested positive for coronavirus. The NHL, the Major League Soccer, which is not Boston but Massachusetts, I'm expecting to hear probably something from Major League Baseball sometime soon. I think that the more we can do as far as action to mitigate, that's the key here. And also continuing to remind people that, washing your hands is very important, cleaning down surfaces both at work and at home, doorknobs. Being careful around if you're sick, being around elderly people, not exposing them to people that have symptoms of anything, just in case it turns out to be a coronavirus situation, because they're very, very vulnerable. People with lung illnesses and diseases. So all of that stuff is part of this. The spread of this can be stopped if we're very vigilant on making sure we take care of our personal hygiene in a lot of ways.
So, Mayor Walsh, you gave a list earlier in that answer about sporting events, and we have heard reporting today that the Boston Marathon is likely to be postponed. At this stage, can you tell us, do we know, is the Boston Marathon for sure not happening in April?
We'll be getting all that information out in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, so runners, everybody will know in the next 24 to 48, but there is an ongoing conversation about whether or not to postpone it.
There's a lot of piece to that. A lot of people said just cancel things, and really what has to go into whether you're a business, an organization, a school district, an event, several events, a league. There has to be well thought out plans. It can't just be you just don't wake up one day and say we're going to cancel something. It has to be thought out what are the ramifications of canceling whatever it might be. So when we thought about the St. Patrick's Day Parade, our thinking was bringing in a million one people into South Boston and putting everyone in the same space, that just didn't make sense a week ago. Now that seems like at the time it was a very big decision, but it's today it seems like a small little decision with all of the other things that are happening. And I think that You know, a lot of what we're doing here is watching what other cities and towns around America are doing. And I think that, you know, in a lot of ways, there's consensus. I think that, you know, the governor's declaring a state of emergency last week. He did it after some states have done it, and some states still haven't done it. So there's a lot of conversations going on, both at a local level, as far as the city of Boston and other cities in America, and at a state level with the state of Massachusetts and other states in America.
How much are you in touch with the governor and with DPH, HHS, et cetera, as this unfolds?
My public health department is in constant contact with the Department of Public Health. I would say that, I don't know if they're connected at the hip, but they're pretty connected and sharing information on that.
Are you getting what you need from those departments?
Yeah, we're working back and forth. We're helping each other out, and we're getting the assistance and the guidance we need, and we're being supportive wherever we can be. We're talking, myself and the governor, in the course of a day, I don't know how many times, you know, there's 351 cities and towns that he has to deal with. We generally, I try to, if I have information or if I'm looking for some suggestions or he's looking for suggestions, it'll be in the morning and possibly at night. But our teams work very closely together. His chief of staff and my chief of staff are in constant communication. And I think that, you know, that's important. On the other side of the aisle, I'm in conversation with a lot of mayors as well in the course of the day, both mayors from Massachusetts and mayors around the country. Yesterday, I spoke to Jenny Durkin from Seattle. I spoke to Bill de Blasio from New York. And I spoke to Bill Peduto from Pittsburgh. Three very different situations in those three cities. Pittsburgh didn't have, as of yesterday, a positive corona case. But I was explaining to him some of the precautions he might want to consider taking, what we've done in Boston. And I'm talking to Jenny Durkin about they've had more positives than I think almost any city in America very quickly.
And they're Seattle.
In Seattle, and I've talked through some situations with her, and she's given me some advice on trying to get ahead of certain things.
So, Mayor Walsh, I do just want to note for listeners that the MLB has just announced that it's going to suspend all spring training operations and delay the start of the season. Seattle has closed schools. The Elliott K-8 campus is closed here for a week. Are there more school closing to follow?
Seattle's closed schools for 2 weeks, and I think that, you know, we're working on some plans in the event that we have to cancel school, what do we do and for how long. The Seattle situation, I can't speak to that, but I know a lot of schools in Massachusetts have closed for a week. It's not long enough. I think there's going to be a point. I think that these numbers are going to get bigger, and I think there's going to be some real conversations that school districts are going to have.
What is that threshold, Mayor Walsh? What is the threshold for closing like the Boston public schools for 2 weeks?
There is no threshold at this point. We're dealing with a virus that's unpredictable that we've never seen before. So everything is new. So there's really no. It's not like it's, you know, my threshold for snow is for closing school is generally, you know, 4 inches or above, maybe 5 inches or above, depending on the forecast, the weather, the timing. We have benchmarks that we kind of watch. And generally when I cancel school, I cancel the day before when it's not snowing out to let parents have the ability to be able to find child care and arrangements for the kids. We have thresholds on extreme cold weather. There's no threshold of coronavirus. This is completely new. And I think that, you know, all the people I've spoken to, all the experts I've spoken to, actually some have suggested to me that actually school is one of the best places for our kids because they're not susceptible to the virus as much as an adult is. It's a controlled environment, meaning that we can limit the amount of interaction they have with adults that might have the virus. And we could do that. And, you know, in the situation of the Elliott School, there was a person that entered the school for several days that tested positive for coronavirus. And when we heard that, we found that out yesterday afternoon. We took immediate action to close the school until the 17th of March, and we're doing a deep clean in there, and we're working to make sure that the school is clean. Now, that interaction is going to force us to have conversations about do we let anyone into the school. Now, we do have outside providers that come into the school that offer after-school services, and we have folks. So we're really having ongoing conversations.
Like
about
visitors. The question of visitors might be on the table.
Yeah, how do we keep our kids safe? And I think that, and the other side of the coin, too, as you think about, think about what do you do in the event of closing schools. Many parents don't have the means to having adequate child care.
Or food, right, Mayor Welsh? Isn't that an issue as well for children?
80% of our kids are on free and reduced lunch. We have to come up with a plan, and we're going to be working on this. How do we make sure our kids get the breakfast and lunch that they get in school while they're in school? Is there an opportunity for us to do maybe some online learning? And how do we get the technology to our families, 57,000 kids? So there's a lot of questions that we are vetting through in the event that we do have to cancel school, close schools for an extended period of time. We want to be able to have, not that we're trying to figure this out after the fact, we want to know before the fact.
1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK to ask a question of Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. We have Megan on the line from South Boston. Megan, what's your question for the mayor, please?
Hi, yeah, I'm curious about the blue bikes that I see all over the city. I know with the warm weather, people are starting to use them more and more, and I'm just wondering about traveling germs with those bikes.
That's a great question, Megan, and I don't have an answer for you, but what I will do is I will find out. I'll try and find out right now about the blue bikes and cleaning them down. I'll try and find out while I'm on the air, and if I don't have an answer for you, by the time this hour is over, we'll have an answer for the station. We'll get it so they can announce it on the radio. Thank you for that. I didn't even think of that. I'm sure somebody has, but first time I heard of it, I'll have an answer for you within 45 minutes, and I'll ask Tatiana to put it on the air.
Thanks, Mayor Walsh. We're going to take another call from Emily in Peabody. Emily, please go ahead.
Hey, so I live in Cambridge, and I work on the North Shore. I'm exactly what you just referred to as someone that goes into the schools as a visitor. I'm a mental health counselor, and I do in-home and in-school work. I also have some immunocompromised clients, and I'm wondering if there's ever going to be a recommendation that non-essential employees stay home.
Do you mean city employees in the city of Boston, Emily?
Yeah, it's a little different. Emily might be talking about state, too. I think that I can talk to you for the city. We are having conversations now. Non-essential employees, at least for the city of Boston, I can't speak for the Commonwealth, and I can't speak for the city of Peabody or some of the school districts you're going to. But when you think about non-essential employees, during a snowstorm or extreme weather, non-essential employees are very different than non-essential employees during the coronavirus. And I'll give you the best example, payroll. If we have a snowstorm and we say non-essential employees don't have to come to work, then our payroll department, for the most part, shuts down and stays home. In a situation like this, payroll becomes essential because we still are going to have city services moving forward, going forward. So we are looking now, we're assessing all of our employees in the city of Boston, again, potentially who could work from home, who has the technology to work from home, who would have to stay in City Hall. The one thing that I will not do, I will not shut down city government. It's completely, because there's too many services that we provide, whether it's on our roads, in our parks, in our public spaces, that we have to pick up the trash and we have to move our city forward. So we're going to, we'll never fully shut down City Hall, but we are exploring potential opportunities of people that we can have services potentially that people can work from home.
Mayor Walsh, I'd love to shift gears here, because I would like to ask you before we lose you a little bit about testing. CNN reported today that only 11,000 people in the U.S. have been tested for coronavirus. You can compare that to like South Korea, where they report testing 10,000 people per day. The president said today, if you go to the right area and the right agency, you will get the test. Here is the president.
Frankly, the testing has been going very smooth. If you go to the right agency, if you go to the right area, you get the test. Now, with that being said, as you know, millions are being produced.
So is that true? If one in the city of Boston goes to the right area, are they certain to get the test? And are we able to test enough people in the city of Boston right now?
It's my understanding right now that we do not have enough testing going on. And I know that the state is trying to get access to more tests. We certainly would love to have access to more tests. There's so many open questions of people who are self-quarantining that if they had the ability to get tested, they would love to do that just to get the fear of the concern of having potentially coronavirus over their head. And I think that I'm not sure if it's been approved yet, but I know I talked about it earlier in the week that some private companies, Quest and some other folks, were in line to be able to start testing. I think we have to try and ramp up the test. Now, what will come with higher tests will be higher positives. So we will have, but what it does, it gives us an accurate number of what we're dealing with right now with the coronavirus. So that's something that, the state are the folks that administer the test. We don't administer the test. Our public health nurses do work to help track down, if somebody tests positive, who they came in contact with over the last 2 weeks, and try and track that down. But right now the test is being administered. Not right now. It's being administered by the state. I think it will always be administered by the state.
Is there anything the city can do to increase access to the number of testing kits for city resources?
Not right now, but anything, if we're asked to do whatever we have to do, we will absolutely step up. And you know, this is not really a financial issue as far as buying tests. I think this is more of an access issue of accessing tests.
I'd like to talk about the economy too, Mayor Walsh. We are seeing massive ripple effects as things begin to shut down, sporting events and all the local vendors around it, decreases in people going to restaurants, decreases in tourism. How do you want to talk to the city of Boston and the people of Boston, especially small business owners right now, about the stress on the economy?
Let me try and address this two ways. One is, when we talk about taking extreme measures, trying to prevent large groups of people in public spaces, and also trying to as best as possible have people not contact each other. That's slowing businesses down, and closing of venues is going to hurt businesses. But I think in the short term, if for somehow this can be somewhat contained, the numbers of coronavirus cases won't be large enough that we'll come out of this faster on the back end. I'm not anticipating necessarily that to happen, but I think by taking some extreme measures now allows us the opportunity to try and contain this coronavirus spread so it doesn't go throughout the general populace, to more people. In the short term, business will be hurting. In the long term, hopefully, it'll be better for businesses. In saying that, my Office of Economic Development is working with businesses and listening to businesses on some of the situations and problems they have, and we're going to try and figure out how we can assist them as best as possible. It's a very complicated matter because we're looking at our hotel industry. I don't know what the number is today, but a week ago the number was, I think they were down 20% in business. I'm hearing their numbers are going to go as low as 30% occupancy. That means that they're going to have, the hotels are going to be empty, which means they won't need the food service workers, they won't need the folks housekeeping, they won't need the janitorial services, which will cause a bigger issue as those folks potentially get laid off. So this is going to have at least for the next 2 to 3 to 4 months, a major impact on our economy and on individuals. And the people I think that are going to get hit the most, which is really unfortunate, are low-income earners, low-income families are going to get hit the biggest because those are the folks, those are the jobs that seem to be right now taking the brunt of what we're seeing so far with all these cancellations and things like that.
I do want to take one call here, one more, 1-800-423-8255. We've got Beth on the line from Brighton for you. Beth, go ahead. Beth, do we have you?
Vicki?
No, I'm trying to get Beth. So we'll try again in a minute. Mayor Walsh, in the meantime, I did want to give you a chance. Were you able to hear anything back about Blue Bikes?
Anything Blue Bikes? Hold on. I think I have something.
Okay.
Let me just get it. I'm just getting it written to me here.
So, Mayor Walsh, while you're getting go ahead.
So the common contact points on the bikes, the handlebars, the seats, the shifters, the bells, et cetera, are being disinfected. All staff who are working on the bikes are wearing gloves. So I'm expecting my suggestion to people, if you ride a Blue Bike, put a pair of gloves on. And just to be safe, but they are being disinfected. I'm not sure, because what happens to Blue Bikes is sometimes you'll go from one station to another, and then somebody might pick that bike up immediately afterwards. So I'd recommend to people, if you're going to be riding Blue Bikes, you can ride them, you can put your gloves on, and then when you get to your destination, wash your hands. And people should be doing that. I know I already said this, I'm going to say it again. You should be constantly washing your hands with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds. You should be having hand sanitizer with you, and avoid contact with your hands to your face. That's what's been explained to all of us, is the way you contract the coronavirus is by touching your face off of having hands that have been on, somebody might have sneezed and droplets on something that will can transfer the virus over. Walking down the street next to somebody with the coronavirus, just being next to them is not the way you're going to contact it. But we are looking for social distancing, which is about 6 feet away from each other. So
we have one more call I do want to take.
In
this case, I've got Lorraine from Arlington. Lorraine, please go ahead.
Hi. First of all, thank you for your thoughtfulness on this very complicated issue. I did want to ask you, I teach middle school in Boston Public Schools, and my students today were very disappointed about having some sporting events canceled after school. And they asked me why that measure was taken, but that they are continuing to go to school where there's, you know, similar risk. And I wondered how you would suggest answering that question.
I think first and foremost, the sporting events are open to the general public. It's less of a defined area. In schools, we have protocol, we have teachers and counselors and safe spaces. We're constantly cleaning them down, literally almost hourly, with disinfectants, and we're making sure that kids are washing their hands and doing things they have to do. When you have a sporting event that's open to the public, it's a lot more hard to contain who's attending, who's coming, and kind of screening people. You can't do that. And that's the biggest reason why I think that Major League Baseball and the NBA and the NHL and all these other sporting events have followed suit. And unfortunately, I mean, I love sports, and I think it's a great distraction for people, and it's a great opportunity for young people to do something extracurricular. However, it's about safety. In schools, you have a more controlled environment.
Do you have time for one more question, Mayor Walsh?
Yes, I do.
So a lot of anxiety around this pandemic. You know, it's hard not to feel the level of trauma and stress in the community. What is your message to the city right now?
I mean, my message to the city, to people listening, is to remain calm, to go to the websites, the Boston Public Health Commission website, go to the state website, get information. You know, be careful where you're getting your news from. I mean, when I say that, sometimes somebody sent me an email the other day with remedies about something like my grandmother would have created remedies to combat the coronavirus. And then when we looked into it a little further, it wasn't actually true. It was just somebody made something up. So just get your information from Radio Boston, from other radio stations in the city, from the news, the news stations, the newspapers. You know, constantly just stay vigilant. Everybody can help. The way we end the coronavirus is by everybody looking, watching your own health and making sure that you're not putting people at risk. So if you think that you have been exposed to coronavirus, you know, go home, self-isolate, contact your physician, contact the Public Health Commission, just to make sure they'll tell you what the next steps to take. That's how we stop the spread of this. It seems simple, but it's very complicated. And don't panic. I mean, at least I can speak for the city, and I'll speak for the state. We're going to constantly get as much information out as possible to people, so we're going to overload you with the information, but right now it's important to do that. We are a strong city. We're a strong state. We come together, and there's an opportunity for us all to come together as one people right now. With all of the disruption in politics and the noise at the national level, I think now is an opportunity for us to shine as people.
That is Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, and I do hope you'll join us again soon, Mayor Walsh.
Thank you. I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.